And your host returns to Alcan Priderless.
أزور سيدي ومولاي ومعتمدي ورجاي.
The ocean of dua.
الإمام الحسين عليه السلام زيارة
Why did you leave us to fend for ourselves? Hussein, Hussein, the slain.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Madarisi, and in this edition of The Ocean of Dua, we are trying to discuss and talk about the different aspects of زيارة إمام الحسين عليه السلام, زيارة العاشوراء. So stay with us.
ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان ولعن الله بني أمية قاطبة ولعن الله ابن مرجان ولعن الله عمر بن سعد ولعن الله شمرا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing this excerpt of زيارة العاشوراء. ولعن الله آل زياد وآل مروان. May Allah distance from His mercy the clan of Ziyad and the clan of Marwan. وَلَعَنَ اللَّهُ بَنِي أُمَيَّةَ قَاطِبَةً. May Allah distance from His mercy the progeny of Umayyah altogether. In the previous episodes, we discussed the true meaning of La'an. Also, we had a look at what history tells us about Ziyad and Marwan. And now we were discussing Bani Umayyah. We said Umayyah is the musaggar form of the word Amah, which means a slave girl. Now, about who Umayyah was. History tells us that Umayyah was a Roman slave bought by someone named Abd al-Shams, which was the son of Abd Manaf. Thereafter, he saw some intelligence and astuteness in this abd, in this Roman slave. So it is said that he adopted him as his own child. And after that, he was attributed in the society to Abd al-Shams as his own son, although he was not his biological son. Anyway, although some of the members of the progeny of Umayyah later claimed to hail from Quraysh, their origin is not at all related to Quraysh. Imam Ali alayhi salam, in one of the letters to Muawiyah, who claimed to be from the progeny of Abd Manaf, says, أَمَّا قَوْلُكَ إِنَّا بَنُو عَبْدِ مَنَافِ فَكَذَلِكَ نَحْنُ وَلَكِنْ لَيْسَ أُمَيَّتُكَ هَاشِمْ. As for your claim that you say we are the sons of Abd Manaf, you should know that we likewise are the same, but Umayyah is not like Hashim. And Imam continues, وَلَا حَرْبْ كَعَبْدِ الْمُطَّلِبِ. And Harb is not like Abd Muttalib. وَلَا أَبُو سُفْيَانْ كَأَبِي طَالِبِ. وَلَا الْمُهَاجِرُ كَالطَّلِيقِ. وَلَا الصَّرِيحُ كَاللَّصِيقِ. Nor is Abu Sufyan like Abu Talib, nor is an emigrant like one who was taken as captive and then released for compensation. Nor is a proper blood relationship like one who is attached to a relationship, which is called lasiq. Now, what does Imam Ali alayhi salam truly mean by these words? In order to properly understand what Imam alayhi salam meant in this letter, let us have a look at the definitions of some of the words used. For example, about the words taliq and lasiq. In one of the commentaries, we read, taliq is the one who was taken as captive and then released through great favor or compensation. Abu Sufyan and Muawiyah were from tulaqa. They were from the captives who were released on great favor or compensation on the day of victory of Mecca. And a muhajir, or emigrant, is the one who embraced belief whilst in fear and migrated to be emancipated from fear. And sarih is the one with proper lineage, whereas lasiq is the one who is associated to them, although he is alienated from them.
When people ask, I'm confused about which school is right or which madhab is right, go to Karbala. Look at Karbala, it clarifies it instantaneously. Anybody says, I'm confused, say, please go to Karbala and tell me what happened, why it happened, and what does it have to do with your religion. You will see it completely exemplifies, it clarifies, it takes all the blurs out instantaneously. Subhanallah, that's the miracle of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. Imam Hussein alayhi salam's main foundation of morality is do not allow tyranny, do not allow evil doing, do not allow indecency. Why is Imam like this? Because he knows Allah, he appreciates him, he understands his dimensions. That's why we must love them so much. We must love them so much that don't let anybody else take us away from them. There should be no room in our thoughts. No matter who we admire in this world, no matter how great a person we look at, never move the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt out of the center of the heart. Never. They will know that their Khalifa lied to them because he told them they don't pray. And if they see them praying on the battlefield, their hearts will change. So stop them from praying. Imagine how evil these people were. That's how much lies they had. And you cannot eradicate this lie at the level that we're talking about unless you give your blood for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Now, in order to understand more of Umayyah and his progeny, let us have a look at what Allama Majlisi in his Bihar al-Anwar writes. With regard to the origin of Umayyah, he writes, قَالَ صَاحِبُ الْكَامِلِ الْبَهَائِي إِنَّ أُمَيَّةَ كَانَ غُلَامًا رُومِيًّا لِعَبْدِ شَمْسِ فَلَمَّا أَلْقَاهُ كَيِّسًا فَطِنًا أَعْتَقَهُ وَتَبَنَّاهُ فَقِيلَ أُمَيَّةَ بِنْ عَبْدِ الشَّمْسِ. He says, indeed, Umayyah was a Roman slave of Abd al-Shams. Then he found him to be astute. He found some cleverness in him, so he freed him, and then he adopted him as his son. And then it was said to him, Umayyah ibn Abd al-Shams. According to another narration, Bani Umayyah are not from Quraysh. Rather, Abd al-Shams ibn Abd al-Manaf had a Roman slave called Umayyah, and therefore he was attributed to him. So it was said, Umayyah ibn Abd al-Shams, and that is why they attributed Banu Umayyah to Quraysh. However, their origin was Rome, and to attach a person like that to one's lineage was permitted among the Arabs. So that is why he came to be known as one who is related to Quraysh. This is what history tells us in different narrations. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
الذي صنعت من الرمح منبرا ظمآن وزع
الزمان بعينيك ممطرا نعم الأمير أنت حسين وقدوتي ساروا إليك قلبي وعقلي ودمعتي يا محيي الكرامة تبكي ككل عين لبيك يا إمامي لبيك يا حسين
بالروح بالدم لبيك يا حسين
بالروح